Nearly 5,000 machinists have ended a two-month-old strike against Bath Ironworks in Maine. Union members ratified a new contract yesterday, and they're expected to return to work this week at the shipyard that produces Aegis destroyers for the Navy. From Maine Public Radio, Susan Chisholm reports.
The sometimes bitter strike brought production at the shipyard to a virtual standstill. The new agreement calls for a 13.5% raise over the next 42 months, allows workers to accrue more vacation time, and eliminates a controversial practice called cross-trading, in which workers can be trained and substituted for other jobs during layoffs. Rock Grenier is the president of Local 6.
It's a strike that we want. Everybody should hold their heads high when we're going back to work. It's a definite win for us.
Bath Ironworks, which is owned by General Dynamics, is the lead shipyard in the construction of Aegis destroyers. A spokeswoman for the company says BIW will be happy to be building ships again. For NPR News, I'm Susan Chisholm in Augusta, Maine.
With oil and natural gas prices going up, the Energy Department is proposing new efficiency standards for air conditioners and heat pumps. The government also has come up with new energy requirements for washing machines, refrigerators, and fluorescent lights. NPR's Jack Speer reports.
This is a standard washing machine filling up to do a load of laundry. The noisy machine's about 20 years old. It uses at least 50 gallons of water for each load of laundry. Most Americans have water guzzlers similar to this one, and chances are their other appliances are also energy inefficient. That's not because energy-saving appliances aren't being built. Dan Riker is Assistant Secretary at the U.S. Department of Energy. He says there have been improvements for many appliances, and more are on the way.
All refrigerators sold in the United States, beginning in 2001, will use no more than about 500 kilowatt hours a year of electricity, just one quarter of what the average refrigerator in the early 70s used. That is big savings for consumers.
The new energy regulations were introduced with little fanfare this month. Riker says energy savings realized over the next decade as a result of the guidelines could light each household in America for 2 years. It was some of the normal wrangling between industry and government over the regulations, but manufacturers of washing machines eagerly lined up behind the rules. In some cases, machines already on the market meet the proposed new energy use requirements. At a Sears store in Montgomery County, Maryland, shoppers are checking out new energy-saving washing machines. Would they be willing to shell out more now for a washing machine in exchange for savings down the road?
I'd hate to be on the cutting edge of washing machine technology and not find that it's going to happen.
Because I would consider long term, because a washing machine is something you would need like for the long term.
Yes, I would consider something like that, but you have to remember that efficiency is also dependent upon the life of the appliance. And what I'm most interested in is it's something that I trust.
One of the models that has earned the government's Energy Star label is the new Sears Calypso. Calypso retails for over $1,000. That's nearly twice what some less energy-efficient machines cost. Maryland is waiving its 5% sales tax for people who buy energy-efficient washing machines, central air conditioning systems, and heat pumps. Similar tax breaks for room air conditioners and refrigerators take effect next year. Andrew McCullough of Sears and Roebuck says some shoppers are starting to understand the trade-offs.
When you can show them significant savings, and that's why a customer might be willing to spend several hundred dollars more now. A few years ago, may not have made that buying decision. They may have said, all right, I can buy another one a few years from now. Well, a washer like this is going to last many, many years, and they're going to help pay for it back with energy usage.
Still, energy-efficient appliances haven't really caught on yet. Energy Star washers represented only about 5% of total 1998 sales in Maryland. Energy-saving air conditioners and refrigerators represented less than 15% of the market. National numbers are similar. The Air Conditioning and Refrigeration Institute, an industry trade group, says manufacturers are committed to protecting the environment, but they also want government to adopt a fair and reasonable standard. Ed Dooley is a vice president at ARI.
In view of the fact that in the past 20 years, the efficiency of residential air conditioning has increased 47% already, then to ask for, say, a 20 or 30% increase might put quite a burden on consumers because they, in the end, would have to pay the cost of this.
But some environmentalists question whether the new federal standards go far enough. David Nemsow, president of the Alliance to Save Energy, thinks some of the government's new standards, including those for air conditioners, fall short of where they should be.
We've recommended at least a 30% increase in efficiency compared to the current standard, and that's easily cost-effective as well as environmentally responsible. The difference between 20 and 30% is the equivalent of taking 2.6 million cars off the road.
Air conditioners are the biggest energy hogs in most homes, but refrigerators and washing machines also gobble up lots of power. NEMSAL praises those manufacturers who've lined up behind the new standards, but says in the past, some in industry have exaggerated the cost of producing more energy-efficient products.
The industry's smart. They have good engineers. They figured out a way to meet the standard without increasing the price. So we think their claims of higher costs are exaggerated. Consumers have nothing to worry about. They're just going to see lower bills. And by the way, an aside of this is that these products will create less pollution, and that'll be helpful.
All sides agree that saving energy is crucial now, that it's important to become less dependent on foreign oil and to prevent brownouts like the ones that hit California this past summer. The appliances that could help do that are already out there. The trick now is convincing consumers to buy them. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.